All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, July 15th of 2024. It is officially the MLB All-Star break here. We have the Home Run Derby later tonight, and we also have the Open Championship for golf this week. So it should be a fun week of DFS. For those of you who are not new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But before we jump in here, it is Monday, so we do have to announce the winners for our Birdie Battle competition. So let me get that up here really quickly. And let me get this on the screen. So we are approaching the last week of the Birdie Battle here. So this is the schedule for the Birdie Battle, and this week is the Open Championship, July 18th through the 21st. And after that, the Birdie Battle will be completed. So really excited to get to the end of this summer golf promotion here. And you know, we are really, really close to announcing who's going to get two tickets to the 2025 Masters here. But before we get there, we still have to announce the winners for last week. So we got to announce our top finisher, going to take home a SaberSim golf hat and get an entry into our end of the season Masters free roll, and then give away tickets to this upcoming week's birdie contest, the last random entrant giveaway of the season. So our winner for highest scoring finisher for the Scottish Open was Lilo 2906 with 641 points, good for 14th place in the contest. Congratulations, Lilo. And then I have grabbed all the names here, brought them over to our trusty wheel of names, going to click shuffle here, and we are going to see who our winner is going to be. But it looks like none other than Jake Lemon, 11-2, is going to be our final random entrant winner for the season here. So congratulations, Jake Lemon. Let me get your name in here. Jake Lemon 11. C-L-E-H-M-A-N-N 11. Okay, perfect. Congratulations to the winners. Thank you guys all for participating. 1 week left here, so make sure that you guys play the Open this week. And then if you have only been playing the majors, you know, you definitely want to play, because there are prizes for only playing the majors in the season here. So check that out. But now that we've announced the winners there, let's get SaberSim pulled up and let's talk some DFS. I did see we had one question that came in the Discord ahead of time here, so we will start with that question, and then we will get to all the questions before the end of the show. But let's see. I do believe we actually got golf projections up early this week, so in case you guys are like in the app, not sure what to look at here, there is a two-game LPL League of Legends slate at, I believe, 2 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, and then we do have our initial golf projections up a little bit early this week. They usually go up on Tuesdays, but we got them up here on Monday. So I would say probably expect those to adjust here early on in the week. But we do have golf projections and golf ownership up early in the week for the Open. And then tee times aren't in the app yet. Just yet, you know, our tee times will update, but right now it's showing everybody with the same exact start time. So just another note there. But all right. First question here came in from Ryan. Ryan said, "Hey, Andrew, plan on playing WNBA tomorrow with no SaberSim ownership. How would you approach the slates? Thanks." Okay, good question here. So the WNBA projections won't be up yet, but we can like go back to, you know, a past slate here. Like if we went back to Sunday or something like that, go to this four-game WNBA slate. And, you know, you can see that we have projections, we have no ownership, right? So what do you want to do here? And first thing is that, remember that, you know, these projections are coming from not not from our play-by-play simulations, right? We're working with like a third party to provide these WNBA projections. If you guys want to learn more about that, we did an interview with the gentleman named Matt, who is heading this project, and that is over up on our YouTube channel. But first off, you know, build mode is in optimizer mode, so you're just going to build the number of lineups that you request. Honestly, what I recommend here is just sorting by projected score. You know, kind of like the most simple strategy of like, hey, you know, use projected score, play the best plays. You know, maybe increase your uniques a little bit, right? Like I've played a handful of WNBA slates this season, and basically what I did is one, I increased the minimum salary here just because projected score and salary are typically correlated, so you want to. If you play higher salary lineups, you're most likely going to be playing higher projected lineups. I think that's like a fair statement here. So I'll bump this up to the minimum salary a little bit. I'll increase uniques to 2 here just because I kind of like that. You know, WNBA lineups, I believe, are only 6 players. I'm not sure, but we'll try it right now. But I'm like positive it is not like 9 or something like that. So let's build 20 lineups and let's just see what it is. But if I recall correctly, I don't think there's that many players in this lineup. Ryan said, hashtag play the best plays. Sometimes, man, it's that simple, right? So it's kind of funny. But yeah, so there are only 6 players in this lineup, which was my initial impression here as well. So only 6 players. So, you know, be careful with like how many uniques you're using. I think 2 is like typically a good number here, right? Because you got to think like in a, you know, 4-game classic slate, you're not going to need the optimal lineup to win. And so anytime you don't need an optimal, I'm okay increasing uniques to at least 2, where, you know, you're not going to lose because of like a 1v1 swap or anything like that. So increasing uniques to 2, I think it's okay to add some randomness here as well, right? What randomness is going to do is it's going, you know, basically what the projections are assuming, because we're using optimizer mode, is that all the players are normally distributed. So it's like, hey, you know, how far down their distribution do you want to go away from their projection? And then the randomness is going to be what ultimately determines that here. So I think it's fine to just use uniform randomness. You know, anything from like, In my opinion, like 10 to 30% is like usually pretty safe. So, you know, let's just like stay on this low side here and just do like 10% randomness here. And then what I would do is I would do my randomness. I think it's okay to use like some general, you know, like one of the simplest DFS rules for NBA is like use no more than 3 players per team. And why is that a rule, right? Well, the reason that people use that is because that there's effectively only so many fantasy points to go around. And if one person's shooting the ball, that means somebody else isn't. So in WNBA, you know, in my opinion here, and I haven't done any research on this, as far as like contest flashback or like anything else like that goes, but you know, scoring is lower in the WNBA. So there's even less fantasy points to go around than NBA, and there are less players in this lineup, right? There are only 6 players as compared to 8 players in a regular NBA lineup, right? So I think, and this is my opinion, I'd say using no more than 3 players per team is definitely good. I think that you could even probably lower this to 2, where you're like, hey, use no more than 2 players per team. I would be surprised if this was like quote unquote bad, but I think 3 is like definitely safe. And I think 2 is probably just fine as well. So, you know, if you guys want to use it, go ahead. If you guys don't, you know, I my feelings will not be hurt here, but this is something that I would probably be using. And something I did use on the handful of WNBA slates I played this season. But this is something that I would be thinking about, and I don't actually know how many stacks you're going to get without this rule. Like we ran these 20 lineups, and if I go to my stack exposures, you know, this like might be like a good way to check yourself is that there are out of 20 lineups, there are one, two, three, four lineups with a three stack or more, right? So there's a 2-3-2s, 1-3-1-1-1, and 1-4-1-1. So, you know, most of these are two stacks, right? Like 14 lineups, 15 out of the 20 lineups are no more than two players from one team. This kind of, you know, makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with that statement, right? So again, you can always like use Saber Sam and kind of, you know, interpret the information that you're seeing to see like if you want to do that. And like maybe your takeaway is like, okay, hey, you know, maybe two stacks a little bit too aggressive, but you know, there is only 1-4 stack here. So 19 out of 20 lineups are less, are three players from a team or less. So I'm okay using, you know, no more than three. Like, hey, I think that's a fine takeaway as well. Or if you want to be like, okay, hey, most of these lineups, 15 out of 20 is like 75% or like two stacks. Maybe I'm only playing a handful of lineups. Maybe I want to go with that. So that's another way to do it. But those are my thoughts on like some basic WNBA strategy there. And then what I would also do is, you know, Saber score is going to be the default here. Go and change it to projected score. If you're using Saber score, remember that, you know, you're using three things, some projection, 99th percentile and the average adjusted ownership. So two of these things are not here, right? So this is basically like a one variable formula. I think it's better to just go and change it to projected score and use that instead. So that would be like the one other thing that I'm doing there. All right. I hope I gave you a little bit better advice than just play the best plays now that we're all said and done talking WNBA there. Sean said, all-star weeks are the worst ever. I think MLB is like particularly the worst because I think even if it's like NBA all-star week, then you have, you know, NHL or like vice versa. You know, obviously like football doesn't have one. So, you know, MLB is like the one time of the year where there is just about nothing else to play. So I'm actually really happy that, you know, we have the WNBA projections now because that does give people something to mess around with here. Ryan also said CSGO is back on Wednesday and projections should be up shortly for that. There is a League of Legends slate tomorrow. It's technically Tuesday at 2 a.m. Eastern that this gets kicked off. So this two-game LPL slate, if you guys want to dabble in some, you know, esports, this is all up. Looks like projections actually just got updated here about 7 minutes ago. So we have these two games up in the app with ownership and projections. If you guys want to come in here and check this out as well, this is something else for you guys to dabble with some of these sports being off. But always interesting to try out new sports. We do have like some good content on the YouTube channel just about trying new sports in general and like kind of how to approach it really. So like if we go over to our YouTube and some of these videos can like be hard to find. That's why I kind of want to bring it up here. If you just search new sport, this video here, how to learn a new DFS sport. I think that, you know, this video probably gets like underappreciated most of the year just because, you know, people usually play NBA, people usually play MLB, people usually play NFL. But like this week in particular, I think this video makes a lot of sense to watch. This is going to cover like broad DFS strategy here. So, you know, I think we probably released it like this exact time last year. It says summer is an awesome time for DFS with MLB, golf, MMA, tennis, NASCAR, Formula One, esports, and more all in full swing. Coach Jordan breaks down his process for picking a new DFS sport. What does the rest of this say? Picking a new DFS sport and why SaberSim is a perfect tool to use when learning a new sport. So this will kind of cover playing new sports in general here. So I would definitely give this a watch. Just dropped it here in the YouTube chat. It should just be in this esports folder here. So if you go down to Daily Fantasy Esports here, and I'll link this as well. A couple of videos. Some of them are a little bit older, but I think that there's still like some good content and nuggets in these here. So if you go to this playlist, the Ultimate Guide to League of Legends Fantasy here is probably number one video. daily fantasy League of Legends strategy, pro Q&A, how to beat League of Legends and CSGO DFS. So all three of these videos are probably a really good watch this time of year. So if you guys want to dabble here, check these out. Did link them for you here, and you could also find them over on the YouTube channel. All right. Samuel said, good afternoon and welcome back, Andrew. Thank you. Jordan was saying to use GeoMean for the optimal DFS sports, but do golf count as those as well for main slate or just for showdowns? Thanks. Good question. So Golf Classic is typically not something that I'm particularly worried about as far as being optimal goes. You know, the way I kind of like to think about whether or not to use GeoMean is I'll take this approach like, hey, I'm not going to use it until it bites me in the butt. And basically say like, hey, unless like I'm seeing lineups duplicated at the top, or unless like I win and I'm like heavily duplicated, then like I don't want to filter for that just yet. But if I am seeing, you know, the top winning lineup be duplicated a bunch, if I'm being duplicated a bunch, well, then I'm going to start taking steps to address that. But you know, as far as like golf main slates go, typically not something like I'm super worried about. You don't see like these big, you know, 20, 50, 100 man, you know, dupes in at the top of like the contest. You know, you might see like sometimes less than five. Sometimes that gets a little bit random as to like when that happens, or like people playing like cash lineups, but you're probably not going to end up playing a cash lineup building with Saber Sim anyways here. So those are my thoughts on GeoMean. Definitely agree with Jordan there. So like showdowns, or like even like late round showdowns, like as a player pool just gets smaller and smaller, is something you got to think about more and more. Jabari said, when will you guys do projections for other sports like soccer? I don't know when soccer projections are coming, honestly. You know, this list of sports that we do have projections for, and don't, right? Like if you go in the app here and you go to the date, you go to all slates, you click this sport drop down here. We are almost covering every single sport here. The only ones that we don't have are college basketball and soccer and COD. So it's basically like these three on the bottom, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we have 14 sports where we do have projections for, and then we have three sports where we do not have projections for. So I think ultimately, you know, the goal here is to support every sport in the lobby, minus Madden Sims. I don't think we'll ever do Madden Sims, but we would ultimately like to have projections for every sport in the DFS lobby. Those things just take time here. And, you know, we're always trying to build stuff, trying to, you know, add new sports and new support all the time here. So just a matter of timing here, but hopefully eventually we'll be able to say we have projections for every sport in this list. And Samuel said, asking if we're going to be able to at least have optimizer mode for the World Cup. I will definitely put that in as a feature request here, and let the team know that, you know, people want to be able to do that. So I can definitely. In both the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Probably going to be a little bit of a slower week here. Happy to talk about, you know, whatever you guys want to talk about here, whether it be WNBA, whether it be League of Legends, or, you know, we'll have some golf to talk about as the week rolls on here. But appreciate you guys tuning in. Congrats to the winners for the birdie battle for this last week. And we have one more week to go here. Samuel said, before we get out of here, for NBA, are we going to have that feature of showing fantasy points in the near future? I don't know what feature you're referring to. Could you let me know? So I'm not sure what you mean by showing fantasy points, because, you know, we do have like the actuals in the app, and then we do also have the contest flashback, which shows like the lineup level as well. So I'm not 100% sure what you're referring to. Could you let me know, Samuel? Oh, fantasy points per minute. Gotcha. Okay. I will mention that to the team as well. Happy to take any of these requests back. I know this is something that people ask about a lot. Top Pick said WNBA FanDuel fantasy projections. Maybe the WNBA season ends this week, in case you guys didn't, or like the first half of the season does, because they're going to the Olympics. I believe that Wednesday, the 17th, is the last day. And then they will be off for a month. And then the WNBA season resumes August 15th, I'm pretty sure. So this was, you know, our first time having WNBA projections. I think this month off is going to allow us some time here to kind of evaluate, you know, how it's been going and where we want to go from there. But yeah, like FanDuel projections, ownership projections, those are all things on our radar that we're trying to figure out if you know, there has been enough interest to basically continue to further our support in those areas. Jabari said, one last question. Could you go in some detail about uniques when it comes to doing lineups? I'm new here. I have an idea on what it is, but I'm not sure. Yeah, for sure. So there's two ways to use uniques, right? So the first one is an optimizer mode. Basically what this is trying to describe is how many players are different in every lineup that you build. So, you know, like a League of Legends lineup, I think has six players, or has one, two, three, four, five, maybe seven. I might be wrong here. Seven. We were doing that WNBA example here. All right. So I'm back on the WNBA. So in this example, right, I did this uniques too. So what this means is that out of these six players per lineup, at least two players is different from every other lineup that's built here. Now, this is as a pre-build input because we are using optimizer mode. Now, if I go back to League of Legends and let's just build some lineups here. So you're going to see that when the build mode is in sim mode, you're going to see that you don't see that setting, right? So I don't see it here. And that's because the way that we think it is better to use it is as a post-build filter. And the reason for that is because you could have two lineups that are, you know, really good, but the second lineup can't go into the pool because you put this pre-build filter on it. So we don't like particularly want to stop better lineups from being built just because you're trying to increase your diversity. And some people don't care, right? Some people don't care so much about that diversity. So what we decided to do is like, hey, why don't we make this like a post-build filter where we can build the best lineups possible and then allow people to say, hey, I want to play lineups with two uniques. I wanted to play lineups with three uniques, where you're starting to guarantee more and more players are different from every other lineup in your set. So one of the best things that you can have in DFS is a set of lineups that have low correlation, but all positive expected value. And the reason for that is a lot of your lineups equity is not correlated to your other lineups, where, you know, you could see this like in the DFS lobby, like when you're actually playing and like you look at the standings, are all of your lineups clumped together in the left, the middle, or the right, or are they all spread out across the standings? And when they're all spread out, that means that, you know, your lineups are less correlated to each other, which can help you to avoid, you know, really like losing a lot of money all at one time. All right. Question from Demetrius. Can you go over the tennis DFS process? Sure. Yeah, let's go to tennis. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by like process per se. You know, if you're looking for information on our tennis model, let's just start there. Let's just talk about like our tennis projections and our tennis model in general here. And let's pull this up. And then we'll talk about, you know, actually building lineups for tennis. So over on the YouTube channel, you go to playlists. You go to where is it? Tennis Daily Fantasy here. So going to pull up this playlist. I'm going to link the whole playlist here in the chat, but where I would start is this first video here, Learn Daily Fantasy Tennis from the Experts. So the experts are our data scientists. These are the guys responsible for creating the model, keeping it up to date, improvements to the model over time. And, you know, they'll talk about strengths of the model, weaknesses of the model, and, you know, how we are coming up with our projections. So this video, Learn Daily Fantasy Tennis from the Experts, I'll drop this here in the chat, is a very strong video about where our projections come from. Now, as far as, you know, playing tennis and building lineups, I would start with this How to Beat Tennis DFS video here. And this one is going to be a solid watch for learning the ins and outs of tennis here. But honestly, I think that like kind of coupling a couple videos together that like we've been talking about, first is like how to play a new DFS sport. And then two is like how, like go and watch basically like watch the new sport video and then watch that specific sport's how to beat video. Like these how to beat videos are our like quote unquote like strategy guides for any and all sports that we have here, right? So like you can see like how to beat tennis DFS, how to beat MMA, how to beat NFL, how to beat NASCAR, like how to beat League of Legends, right? You're gonna find these videos all over our YouTube channel. So I would watch those two sports together to figure out like, hey, what do I want to do? How do I want to approach tennis for this upcoming slate? I'll say that like, you know, tennis is going to be one of those sports where the player pool is a lot smaller. Like you're going to be able to see the number of matches or the number of games. This is going to be important, right? The less and less games on the slate, the smaller and smaller the player pool, and the more likely you're going to want to start and try to account for duplication in your process, right? So, you know, MMA, tennis, NASCAR, Formula One, where there's just not that many options, are sports where you're going to want to take that into account. So check out those videos, and I would probably even look at some geometric mean strategy here as far as just like how to make sure I'm using it properly and accounting for that part of the process here. And then we do have a good video for that on our support documentation. So this how to ownership product and ownership geometric mean work is going to be another solid one here. Dropping that in the chat. All right. Question from Samuel. How shall I read under the metrics, max scale value and normalized value? Thanks. Okay. So this is referring to our custom metrics here. So when you go to build a custom metric, you have a couple different options here. And let's go back to league because we already have lineups here. Oh, I'm on the wrong date. I'm like, I swear I just built lineups for this. Okay, let's go here. This July 16th, technically. So when I go to my custom metrics, right? And then I go to add metric. You have a couple different options. So say we're going to do projections. Now there's four options: rank, value, normalized value, max scaled value. Now, what these are going to do is for my projection sum, it's going to give every lineup a value up to 100. So the highest projected lineup would have a normalized value of 100, and then every other lineup would have something less than that. Max scale means even if the projection is over 100, it's going to give this a score of 100 and no more than that. So the projection is 105. Well, this variable is going to be worth 100 points, and that's how it's going to work. But honestly, one of the easiest ways to use this is to go and create one of the projected, one of the summary stats that are already visible and just see the impact that it has. So what I could do here is I would go and sort by projected score. And then I would go and add a filter and I would say, okay, I'm going to create a custom metric that is, I'm going to create a custom metric that says projection sum rank. And then I'm going to see, okay, what does descending do? Oh, okay, my metric gives the highest projected score lineup a score of 1. Okay, well, what if I change descending to ascending? And then one thing is that you do have to change your sortie metric and then change it back. So then now what happened is that, hey, you know, the my metric, it's showing a total of 271. Well, there's 271 lineups in my pool. So when I use ascending, it's giving it a big number. When I use descending, it's giving it a small number. Okay, great, right? We're learning here. So then next thing I could do is go to my metric and say, okay, instead of rank, maybe I use value. And then when I come in here and switch my sorting metric, switch back. Okay, the value is just the actual projected score because these numbers are nearly identical. One is just 2 decimal points. One is 1 decimal point. And then, you know, we just keep going, right? So, okay, projection sum, normalized value. And when I see the top projected lineup gets a score of 100, and then the next one, 94.6, 93, right? And then we could even go into our pool, go all the way to the bottom, and the lowest projected score lineup has a score of 0. So it's giving every lineup a score between 0 and 100. And then last one here, we can go to my metric. We can go to max scaled value. So then top lineup is going to get a score of 100, 94.6, 93, 93. And then we go down all the way to last lineup getting a score of 0. Oh, no, wait. We didn't change. So I got to change here, I think. Okay, yeah, so these are different. So the normalized was like 100 and then 94.6. The max scaled value is 100 and then 98 and then 97. So they both do a little bit, they both do something a little bit different here. But that is the best way to learn what kind of effect they're having so you can have an understanding of all the different options available to you. So that's what I would do. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and asking questions here. You know, still plenty to talk about with no other, no major DFS sports going on. Always time to learn and continue to learn more about SaberSim ins and outs. So I will be right back here tomorrow. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.